pressure.
And put them on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm very excited about our next guest. Has some badass new music, and there's a lot of great new music coming out, but this you're going to want to check out. And I love, there's a little story here that I want to talk about that we will. So let's welcome to the show Dex Digga of A New Addiction.
Hey, thank you for having me. Very happy to be here.
Hey, my pleasure. So I'll go right off the bat with what I was saying. Like, I love how you use multiple meanings for A New Addiction. And the reason I say that, because so our listeners know, like, I'm a firm believer, and so you know, I'm a firm believer that if you have an addiction or anything that's a bad habit or anything like that, I'm a firm believer that the best way to, help is to replace it with a good habit. And music is definitely a good habit, and that's what this project is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of musicians share the same story. I just, I've always kind of had one of those personalities where if I wasn't staying occupied doing something, constructive, I would tend to get into things that weren't necessarily good for me. And again, you'll hear a lot of the musicians say that, simply put, yeah, if they weren't playing music, they're just out, fucking off or fucking up or what have you. So, and don't get me wrong, I've always had a pretty good head on my shoulders, and I knew when it was time to, calm down and get my shit together. But yeah, the music was just something that was always there to focus on, just always. And I would put the energy that was maybe devoted elsewhere, to the not so good things in life, and just really, put it towards the music. And ultimately, in the end, I've done some pretty cool stuff musically. So,
and I'm a firm believer, music is the best therapy anyway, regardless. Like, I think that's why people are so angry, attacking, upset, and everything else over this past period of time of pandemic. It's not just what's going on in the world. It's that you're cooped up in your home. You have no live music. You have no outlet for, any of that hostility within you or the depression within you or whatever it is. And so I'm very happy that we have some new music coming out and live music coming back.
Yeah, I mean, this, past, 14, 15 months, I don't think we're enjoyable for anyone. Fortunately, I guess for, a lot of musicians, it was a time where they could kind of focus on writing and kind of get some rest and stuff like that. I know not all wanted to do that, but I know some were happy with the time off. But I definitely used the time to, focus on music and just kind of kept moving forward. But I do want to go back to what you were saying about the addiction thing. It doesn't necessarily, and it could be, it doesn't have to be music for someone. It could be maybe going to the gym or a healthy eating lifestyle or running or, there's a million different positive things that you can become addicted to, keep you occupied and keep you out of trouble in a sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I was saying, you have to fill the void, so if you're removing something, you have to replace it with something else. And it could be anything, and I've done it many times.
Garden.
Yeah. It could be, you know, work. Work has always been an escape for me, you know, like,
sure.
As long,
sure.
That's what, another thing that I think's been rough through this whole time with people not working. Like, I think work is one of the best escapes from your own head, to be honest.
Yeah. And just not being in their normal work environment. You know, I work in the trades too. And when I'm not working my hands and stuff, I just, I don't know, I get rather depressed, I guess. So, but yeah, it was definitely, you know, the last 15 months was a bizarre time. And if anything good came from it, it was definitely some good new music, because there's already a lot that's been released and much more coming down the pipe.
Yeah, and I think, like you were going on what you were saying before, I've been talking about it a lot, that there's some musicians out there that, man, they're probably during this time created the best music they ever created, because we were in such a 24/7 nonstop lifestyle. You know, you as a musician, you're out on the road touring, really, like, writing music is the secondary thing in between whatever else you have to do, whereas it could become the focus during this past 14-15 months.
Yeah, I agree completely. Yeah, that's what I said. You know, once everything kind of slowed down, I gave it. When you're out on the road, I mean, it's, you know, it's really demanding. I mean, really, really demanding to, you know, to live out there. And there's not a lot of downtime. You know, your downtime, you're usually traveling, you know, from venue to venue. But yeah, I know, you know, I talk to, you know, a couple of my friends that just tour nonstop. I don't do as much touring these days, but you know, they were like, man, they're like, you know, we're not happy about the whole COVID thing, but it's nice to be able to have some time off and not even have to think about, you know, when the next tour was coming up in you know, a month or 2 months or what have you. So
tell us more about your new music specifically. You have some great new singles that have dropped, and this whole new project that I think the music's really, really good. So obviously, you know, you've put your heart and soul into it.
I had a bunch of arrangements. I guess I wouldn't even call them arrangements. I had a bunch of different, just different licks and, you know, riffs, I guess, that I had written over probably the past decade. And, I don't know. So about a few years ago, I started just taking those riffs and kind of working them into complete arrangements, complete songs, you know, that I wrote entirely on the bass guitar. And I started showing them to my friend Jose Urquiza, who's the singer from, or singer for 3 Years Hollow, which is the other band that I play in, and probably, you know, more known for playing in that band. And he was like, man, these are awesome. Let's record some of this content, or some of this material, and get some content out there. And that's kind of how it started. I mean, I didn't have any big expectations at that time. I just wanted to release something of my own that kind of was, you know, kind of represented who I was, something unique and just a little bit different, a different approach to the writing. So yeah, we tracked a song, and we just, you know, he owns the Attic Studio in Geneseo, Illinois. And he's producing some really incredible stuff. And we tracked one. We used virtual drums and Pro Tools, and by, you know, within an hour of laying the song, we were like, all right, this is going to be super cool. We need to get some real music, you know, some real players in here to play drums and you know, guitar and vocals and stuff. So first person that popped in our head was Morgan Rose from Seven Dust. I've known Morgan since like 2011. Him and I we've always had a really good relationship, and I think he's always been really supportive of me. So yeah, I was like, all right, yeah, let's ask Morgan. And Morgan's out, or he comes to the area where I live a lot, and he was at the studio one night, and I went out there, and we were like, hey man, check out this song. Would you consider playing on it? He listened to it, and right away he's like, oh yeah, he's like, I'll play on this. And that was a song that wasn't Disaster. That was actually a song called Fishtail, which will be on the EP I'm going to release. But yeah, he spent like an hour in the drum rooms, and we went back in the mixing room and just started listening to the song, and we're like, We're like, all right, this is super cool. And then maybe it was, I think, a week later, maybe 2 weeks later. I could be wrong about the timeline, but I was having dinner with Morgan and Jose and a couple other people from the industry. And Morgan kept bringing up the song. He's like, dude, he's like, that song. He's like, I really like that song. And by the end of the dinner conversation, we decided that he was going to come on and co-produce the EP and play drums on the entire EP as well. So that's how that it got to that point. And again, like I said, I never intended on, it kind of reaching the level that it has, but you know, we can talk more about that too. But anyway, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, you know, it says a lot about Morgan too, because in the past month, this is the second interview with a band where he contributed to basically just, it shows his support for music in general.
Yeah, like I said, man, ever since I met him, he's always been, I will say, even a fan. He's always just, you know, talked me up and just, yeah, been super supportive. And he was also the A&R guy for Imagine Records, which was the label that signed, you know, Three Years Hollow. So I've been around him a lot. But yeah, he loves to work with bands and this past 15 months gave him a lot of time to do that, so...
Yeah, I think that's way cool. So how do people connect to you guys on social media? How do they get the new, check out the new music, all that good stuff?
Well, if you want to find my personal page, the best way to find me is on Facebook. My own personal page, just find Dex Digga. And then there's a new Addiction page. Very easy to find. 3 Years Hollow page. You know, it's been around for a long time. I'm on Insta. I'm on Snap. I'm on Twitter. I tend to neglect the Twitter account a lot, pretty much all the time. Instagram, I've been neglectful there too, I'm not going to lie. But I kill it on Facebook. So that's kind of probably the best place to, if you want to connect with me personally, that would be the place. But as far as the music, if you want to hear the single, Spotify, that's the best place to go. It helps the artist the most, but it's on all those outlets, man. I mean, I don't even know all of them, but iTunes, Amazon, Deezer, iHeart, it's out there everywhere.
Nice. Yeah, everybody make sure you check out Disaster, badass song, and check out A New Addiction, you know, like them on Facebook, check it all out, because I think there's going to probably be a lot more to come, isn't there?
Oh, for sure.
Love it. Well, thanks for the great music, and thanks for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Hey, man, thank you for having me. I had a great time.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.